Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Our next guest has a PhD in leadership, has been a professor, a trainer, a cooking show host, and a radio personality. But in 2004, she survived one of the most deadly natural disasters of all time, the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami in Thailand. And now she tells her harrowing tale as part of the new Nat Geo miniseries debuting Sunday night, Tsunami: Race Against Time. Please welcome Dr. Chris X. Xaver.
Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am okay. How are you doing?
I'm well. This really hit home with me when it happened. I was visiting a friend in another part of the world in Curacao, but I always take a couple weeks over Christmas to vacation, and I had been in Phuket just a few years prior to that, walked all those streets, all those beaches at the hotel, spent New Year's Eve there as well, and I watched that death toll roll up from another part of the world, and I remember just not being able to leave the room and staring at the TV set all day, just absolutely floored by what I was watching.
Oh, I'm sure it felt really close to home at that point.
But you're there that day in Phuket, and it's not a super big city. And, you know, where the downtown, kind of where the entertainment district all meets around, you know, that beach, it's not large. It's thin streets. It's very crowded. It's second world to many of the people that live there. It's mostly vacationers. And this happens. Are you out early in the morning? What are you doing when this happens?
It was in the morning, right. And we flew in, so I think you actually saw more of Phuket than I did. We flew in Christmas Day, but it was dark when we arrived.
Oh.
And it was the next morning when we were getting up when the first wave came in. And we were on Koron Beach in Phuket, and we were in a bungalow that was a little bit under sea level.
Ugh.
So, you know, water's pouring in. We're thinking it's just a water main break, like a sprinkler system went nuts. And then we walked up to the beach and saw, like, holy smoke, something happened. But at that point, we didn't understand a tsunami, that a tsunami comes in multiple waves, that we had just witnessed the first wave of the tsunami. So we didn't know, you know, another wave is coming, at least one more wave is coming. It was eye-opening when you're standing there and then you see the next wall of water coming at you.
Yeah, I can't imagine it because, what do they call it, normalcy bias. You're on vacation. This doesn't happen on vacation.
Right.
We're in another place. This is a magical place for me. And your brain will not process it. For many people, I think that's very much what happens. And
I agree, 100%.
Yeah. When did you realize we have to run? We have to run right now.
I realized it as I see this wall of water. It wasn't like a Hawaii 5-0 wave, you know, with the big crest at the top. Instead, it was like a 6-foot wall of water just raised up and was coming at me. I'm like, holy smokes, what's happening? Tried to grab my camera because I'm a journalist and tried to jump on a chair thinking I could kind of, you know, just it would wash underneath me. Both of those were wrong. And I was trapped in that open air restaurant that I was standing in when the wave came. At first, you know, everything started impaling me and causing problems. But ultimately, I think all the tables and chairs that were in that restaurant saved my life because they created a shell around me. Yeah. And when the water finally stopped pushing inward, you know, wood floats, I was able to kind of push it off my back and stand up. And when I stood up in that place, I realized I was the only person there. Like, you either didn't survive it or you were up on a second story watching it. But I was the only, what I call, walking wounded at that point, standing up in the water, trying to figure out what had gone on in that place at Koron Beach.
And you think 227,898 people in 14 different countries were killed that day.
I know. I have to tell you, I really grappled with some survivor's guilt after this.
Sure.
You know, I'd been always, you know, and I want to say I'm not a person who just thinks about themselves. No, I was there because my son was a Muay Thai boxer. I was there to help him in his career. He was a teenager, and to support him on his first fight. But it was really hard at that point because you suddenly are thinking, my gosh, this isn't about me anymore. This is, you know, kids lost their parents and, you know, parents lost their children. And the guilt that comes with that is really hard, and it's life-changing. Like, you suddenly realize, I can be better. I can do better. And that became my goal.
Well, and the idea that you know you're going home to a very different world, and when you have to walk away from that kind of a tragedy, and you know you're leaving those people there to live the lives that they're going to live, the loss
they
that they've experienced.
They don't have anything else.
Nothing. And again, I love Thailand. I love Cambodia. I've been through all those countries and spent a lot of time through Vietnam. But we enjoy the feel of it, but the truth of it is, man, in a terrible tragedy, there's no infrastructure, there's not enough of it, there's not enough to go around, there's not enough help to be given, there's not enough. These, you truly become, it's absolute survival, each person for themselves.
Well, but I do have to say, and I got to give Thailand some amazing kudos. They have, and I spoke about this around the country afterwards, they just allow people to come in and assist. So when I got to the hospital, the doctor that was, you know, triaging me was wearing swim trunks, a white lab coat, and a sticky note that said, Hendrik, the Swedish doctor. You know, here in the United States, if you're a New York person, you
try
to go to the Carolinas for flood, they won't let you.
That's right.
And it's like, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
If you're a doctor and you can show you're a doctor, you should be able to help. And they did a really good job with that. The Thai military then came in and swooped in, and I was there 1 week in Phuket at the hospital, but we were still, you know, needing treatment. And they took those of us who were non-life-threatening up in a C-130 military jet, flew us up to Phuket. I mean, I'm sorry, to Bangkok. And then I was at the Pia Thai 2 hospital for 2 more weeks, you know, there. And everybody there was so apologetic, like somehow this was their fault, which, of course, no way.
Yeah.
But they were just so amazing. Nurses would bring us dishes from home to just kind of, you know, tell us how sorry they were with what we were experiencing. And again, not their fault. And I have to tell you, Johnny, the thing that upset me the most is when I did get home about a month later, and I had some, you know, gangrene infections and things of that nature. Some Americans very stupidly would say to me, are you going to sue? And I'm like, sue who? What is wrong with you? I'm so thankful that these doctors and nurses, you know, were able to treat us as well as they did.
Of course.
You know, just the mentality sometimes is really pretty sad.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful.
Yeah, it really is. But the Thai people were amazing.
I love them. Again, and this is a side note, but if you ever get a chance to go through Cambodia or Vietnam as well, if you go back to the region,
yes,
it is some of the most beautiful folk you'll ever know, period.
So my son ended up marrying a Thai person, a Thai woman, and he is now a professional MMA coach. He was just in Madison Square Garden this past weekend for a bout that they had. And that's the wonderful thing that came out of that is his love to the country and his connection. And, you know, I've gone back repeatedly since then. And I don't think I would have if it wasn't for him.
Right.
Because it was a little traumatic, you know, trying to. So I went back for the 1 year anniversary to Phuket. But I am so happy to say they now have a tsunami warning system.
Yep.
You know, they didn't have one previous to that. And before I vacation now, I look to see, do they have a tsunami warning system? I pay more attention to things than anybody probably ever should, but it comes out of trauma.
Yeah.
You know, I know where every exit is, no matter where I am. You know, just things that you're aware of that, you know, before you took it for granted. Now I don't take anything for granted.
Never. No, and the tower that's built there now, I remember that was the thing when I went back going, wow, now there's that big concrete tower you're supposed to climb if you need to get above water, if there whatever happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, they're going to give me the rap, Chris, but man, what a story. I can't wait to watch this. As sad as it is and as heavy as tsunami race against time, I'm so sorry you went through it, but I'm so glad you're here to tell the story because somebody's got to tell it correctly and tell it genuinely, and I'm glad you're part of
well,
it.
I agree with that. You know, I hate that I went through it, but I have to say it knocked some sense into me, and I wish everybody had an eye-opening experience, not one that kills, you know, a quarter of a million people,
right.
But I wish everybody had an eye-opening experience so they could just make better use of their lives.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, stay right there. Hold on 1 second, Chris. Thank you. I think that's very real, man.
Yeah.
I think everything she said, I 100% agree with. We're so close to just destruction at all, so much of the time. And I'm not saying run around worried, but be prepared. Think about life. Think how pressured it is. Stop, like, stupid questions like, you're going to sue? No, by the way, you can't sue the ocean, Dick. You can't sue the, not to mention the fact, you're in a second world country, and you got what you got. You took the ride. You bought the ticket. That's on you. Welcome to personal responsibility. And you know what you should be thinking of? Like the other people, like what happened to the other people?
If
the question is, what can you, if somebody asked me what I can get out of it, I don't think you understand what I just saw.
Yeah, I got it. I'm still here.
Even in the trailer, you hear, and when you watch it, you'll see the lady who's like, people kept screaming for help, and I couldn't say no.
Of course.
Like in the middle of it, when you see what's happening.
Every fiber of your being says, run away and survive. You were built to survive. That's what we do. Like your brain says, you fight or flight, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then humanity dictates that you do what you can do when you can do it.
You see real anguish on people across. I mean, you're looking them right in the face. What are you going to do?
Well, there's two kinds of people in this world.
There's the people who sue, and there's people who help.